Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in its cuffs. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only, Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. God is in the blessing business. God is in the take care of you business. He's in redemption business. He's in the tuck you under his wings of protection business. You get all that with a relationship with God. You know, I want to share something today with everybody. You know, God never abandons you. You know, I think that's something that people need to be very aware of. God never abandons you. See, here, let me give you an example. You know, let's say you've gotten some good news. Let's just say that you've become like, wow, man, this is really kind of a cool day today. You know, some couple of things happened that's going my way. You know, a couple of things just came through for me. A couple of prayers got answered. You know, you got to understand that there's two forces working here. You got good, you got evil, you got positive, you got negative. There are people who operate on the evil and the negative side the majority of the time. Then there are people who work on the good and the positive side the majority of the time. So when you get good news, when you get things coming your way, when prayers get answered, or sometimes you just having an even day, hey, you ain't got a whole lot of good news, but ain't nothing wrong either. You just going along. And then out of nowhere comes some unsolicited moment in your life, some moment of hate, some hater somewhere, somebody comes out to woodwork on you. You know, you get somebody down at your job, man, just down there talking about you. Or somebody starts spreading some rumors about you down at school or where you work or even at the church or just anywhere, man. You go down to the daycare, there's a problem with another parent, got a problem with your child. You just don't know. You just go, wow, where is this coming from? What you got to learn how to do is not let it throw you completely off the track of you having an okay day, everything's kind of going along smooth. Because, see, these two forces here, good and evil, positive and negative, they're always in a conflict. There's always a battle going on. You know, God wants you to have this wonderful life and a life of abundance. Well, the enemy You know, the devil don't want you to see that. So his job is to negate when you're having great days. You know, his job is to show you a reason why you shouldn't be grateful that something is happening to you. His job is to send one of his imps your way to disrupt your positive thought process, your moment of being grateful to God. He tried to throw something in there. Listen to me. What I've learned about that and what I want to share with people is, I always remember this. If God has gotten me through one thing, he will certainly get me through another thing. God never, ever abandons you. See, and sometimes you go, oh, God, well, why does keep happening to me? See, sometimes things happen to you because you have to remember God never puts more on you than you can bear. You are stronger than you think. You are more capable than you know. You have something in you that you haven't tapped into yet. God knows it's there. So when things are happening to you, don't look at it all the time as the end all. Don't look at it all the time as the woe is me. Understand that God could be working some things out in your life, that God could be allowing some things to go down in your life because he got somewhere he got to take you. And you got to have that purging process. You know, you got to go through that throw up moment. You got to go through that this queasy feeling. You got to go through that. So when you do have that throw up moment, when it's all over and you're sitting there wondering, is that it? Or I have to go back in here again and throw up some more. Then all of a sudden you realize, man, I feel better now. Sometimes the things you are going through, it could be the final purge. It could be the beginning of the purge. It could be something that he's got to cleanse out of you, but you got to go through it to get rid of it. It's like a junkie man or somebody strung out on dope. You got to go through withdrawal. See, you've been doing some things and now there's a withdrawal. The withdrawal is uncomfortable, but if you can survive the withdrawal, you clean again. See, so when things are going in what seems to be in a counterproductive way in your life, always remember that God is always working on your behalf. Always. See, don't let these imps and these devils that crop up in your life every now and then throw you off course from being grateful. Because if you just take that incident out the way, if you remove that devil and that imp, that thing that keeps coming your way, if you remove that and look back at what was happening right before they jumped off, you'll see that's just a plot, a ploy. The devil is busy. The devil don't want you to have an okay day. The devil don't want you to be grateful for all the small things and big things that God has done for you. So when he see you feeling that way, his job is to counter that. So he sends these imps. He sends these people who operate in the negative and the evil realm of life all the time, who just do his biddings, and then here they come. And now you sitting over there, instead of seeing the blessing, instead of seeing the things God has done for you, instead of being grateful like you were, now you have to apply time and energy to the negative, to the evil. Don't do it. Don't do it. Keep moving, man. Keep moving. If God has brought you through something before, he'll certainly bring you through it again. There's a comfort in that. I'm so grateful that I have a relationship with God that enables me to understand these things. And when something is going down, you know, I usually kind of share it with people in case somebody out there tripping on something just like me, in case somebody out there that listens in the morning is walking down a path and all of a sudden you get blindsided. I'm here to tell you that you are stronger than that, that you don't have to fall. You don't have to get knocked off course. Oh, it's going to be a little irritating. You know, it's a little disturbing. You know, I'll be the first one to admit that. You know, it ain't no, you just don't act like it ain't happened. But don't put all of your energy into it to the point where you are now no longer climbing up your ladder of success. You are no longer enjoying your benefits that God has given you. You are no longer being grateful for all the things God has done for you because you done poured so much energy into this negative. If God has gotten you through it before, he most certainly will get you through it again. So be strong out there. You know, when these things come your way, immediately go to God and say, okay, God, I've seen this before. I need you now. You promised me. You told me. I don't know why it's happening again, but obviously you do. You got a plan. So give me the strength to deal with it so I can go on about my day. And oh, by the way, I sure appreciate what you've been doing for me. Let me get back to what I was saying a second ago. I sure appreciate the blessings you've been giving to me. Let me get back to where I was before this cropped up. I sure am grateful, man, for you giving me great good days, okay days, all right days. I sure am grateful for the small things you've done for me. And I'm telling you, man, when you do that, you know, if you just keep giving honor to God, if you keep thanking God in the middle of a crisis, that shows that you get it. That really shows that you get it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? Today's show is dedicated to all poultry employees, churches, KFC, Popeyes, El Pollo Loco, and Tropical Delight.
Wingstop?
That's Florida, things like that.
No Wingstop?
Oh, and Wingstop, even though they don't do full chicken parts, you are in the poultry distribution business. Congratulations to all of you. Today, we're dedicating today's show all poultry employees of all kinds. Thank you. Thank you for the joy that you've given us.
Keep us going.
Thank you for the motivation. Thank you for the way I feel sometimes when I'm driving down the street and I see that sign.
Yeah. Mm.
What it mean to me. Mm. This is for the chicken lover in you.
Yeah.
For the wing in you. Mm-hmm.
This is for the wing in you. This is for the wing in you.
This is for the wing.
This is for the wing in you.
You all will make a song out of it.
Yes,
anything.
We will.
Because that's my soul boy over there.
Yeah,
I know.
We are authentic soul brothers.
We go song right up. We go right in it. No. Name it, sing it. That's what it is.
We deeply
Name
immersed
it,
in soul.
Sing it.
So committed.
Love soul.
Yeah.
We'll never let it die. Have no reason to buy a new CD.
Name it. Sing it.
That's deep right there.
No reason to
buy a new one.
Still playing albums.
Dog.
Blums.
Ain't
Blums.
Downloaded nothing.
No.
They got turntables, dog.
Man.
Wiki.
45s. With the little thing in the middle. Man.
Mm-hmm. I just downloaded Commodore's Anthology.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Commodore's jam?
It may sound funny, but I just can't
stand the pain.
I'm leaving you tomorrow.
Seems to me, girl, you know I've done all I can.
And every damn thing.
Yes.
You see, I beg, stole, and I borrow.
Yeah.
What you know about that, Junior?
Why I'm easy.
Yo, that's Lionel Richie.
My favorite Commodore song, though,
which
is...
Which one?
I may be just a foolish dreamer.
Oh, song, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I don't care. Because I know my happiness is waiting for me. Somewhere, I'm searching for that silver lining.
Junior's lip syncing.
Horizons that I'll never see.
We gotta go.
Oh, I wish the world they call freedom.
Coming up, something funny.
Someday we'll come.
That ain't none of your
business.
Coming up. You don't like the way I said that. I know you don't.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for something funny now.
It is time for something funny.
What you got, Jay?
I got something, a list. We all got some. just let you know right away when it ain't none of your damn business.
Yeah.
You might see it.
Yeah, but it ain't none of your
business. But it ain't your business.
Let it go.
Let it go.
But you keep looking
for. Oh, you know what you see, but it ain't your business. For instance.
Now, Shirley.
Yeah.
You are going to have to do some of these. Now, we have written some out for you because you're not good at this. You don't like this because you're bullshit. But listen to me,
Shirley, this is real black
and I want you to read them. This is really going on in people's lives. I want you to read at least two of these
all of you
and read it like you mean it. Let's start off with you, fool.
Here we go. All right, here we go. Number one, this ain't none of your business. You see it. If you see somebody throwing a large rug rolled up and it's got feet hanging out,
That
ain't your business.
That ain't your business.
You better tell somebody.
No, Shirley, that ain't your damn business.
Oh, my God.
And speak when you walk by.
How you doing, feet?
Junior?
I'll tell you what. This is real.
Uh-huh.
When you at a restaurant
uh-huh.
and you see somebody in the back
uh-huh.
having a problem with the food, they tell and somebody holler out, "What the hell did I just say?" Damn it, keep eating. Don't keep look it. Up.
That
ain't none of your business.
You better call somebody.
That is not your business.
He finna get into it.
Something can happen.
If it do.
No.
Tommy, you got one?
Oh, man.
I'll tell you what. If you at the restaurant and see a cow pass through the back and two chickens fly through, that really ain't none of your business.
Just order what you gonna order. Shirley, come on. Try it. Read one of these.
Just pick one, Shirley.
Okay. If you see your neighbor's kids, if they steal a car or something, and it's not yours,
that's your business. That ain't your damn business.
That ain't
nothing to do with you.
It's not your car.
That ain't got nothing to do with
it. My neighbors.
It don't matter, Shirley. It don't matter.
They make your kids straight.
If you see somebody with something on their nose, and it look like bacon soda. That ain't your damn business.
That ain't got nothing to do with you.
Just talk real fast and keep moving.
Oh, my God, you're not going to tell anyone?
No. Go ahead, Shirley.
Okay, all right. All right, if you see someone open the exit door, you're at the movies, and they let 9 people in the theater.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
No, that's your business. You and your seat.
They ain't asked you to get up.
Yeah. Movie's starting.
The movie's losing money.
You got one.
Look here. If you hanging out with some white folks at the park and they hear something and walk through the woods, let me tell you something. That ain't got nothing to do with
that
you. That ain't none of your business.
Ass in the woods.
Don't you go in there.
Now that I agree with.
Don't you go in there.
All right, let me have one. All right, your homeboy. Y'all been boys for years.
Yeah. Okay.
Tight. Just hang out tight. Yeah. All of a sudden, you see him hanging out, hugged up with another dude. That ain't your business. You walk off.
You ain't see it.
You ain't seen none of that.
You got to be careful. You ain't your business.
Don't say anything.
No.
All right, Jay, well, what about this then? If you see someone at the drive-thru, take the money and put it in his pocket. That ain't none of your damn business.
As long as you get your food.
You just get your food.
You got to call the police.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God.
You drive off from that window. You don't know what he going through.
You don't know what's happening.
No, that ain't your business. That ain't your business. That ain't your business at all, man. No.
If you in line at the amusement park.
Right.
Okay, yeah.
And somebody cut the line behind you.
Yeah.
That ain't your damn business. Come up here in front of me.
It's your business.
But you see him cut right there like they right behind you. That ain't your damn business.
Right to cut the line. That's not right, you guys.
It's not your business, man.
Let me tell you something.
You got one?
If you with your wife and see your girlfriend with another man. That really ain't your damn business.
That's not your
business. You got to keep your mouth shut.
You can't say nothing about that.
You shouldn't say nothing about it.
You're not going to say anything? Not a thing.
Not now.
I wouldn't bring it up.
No.
You're not going to look.
Would be a good time.
Side eye her.
You're in the grocery store. You see somebody go over to the grapes, and they eat about say four handfuls of grape.
A pound.
A pound.
They eat a complete.
Oh, that's wrong.
They eat a pound of grape.
Yeah.
They just sit there eating grapes.
Jay,
that ain't none of your damn business.
How is that your
wrong,
business?
Jay.
How is
that's
that?
That's stealing.
That is not stealing.
Nah, that's not stealing. That's grapes. How about this, Jay?
What you got?
You at the bank.
Uh-huh.
And you at the window, and the man next to you at the window, if you see him slide the note to the teller, hey, that ain't none of your damn
That's
business.
Right.
Hey, give me my 20s I asked for, and let me go get out the door.
And get him out of here.
Okay,
yes,
all right. Yes. I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
that
all right, you're in the coffee place, right? You're sitting mm-hmm. there, okay. And you see somebody get a handful of them sugars. Mm-hmm. Just a handful. Two in each hand, two handfuls, the packs, put them in their pocket. That ain't your business. How does that bother you?
It don't bother you.
I'm diabetic anyway. I ain't supposed to have that much.
That's too many sugars.
That's not your business.
Yeah. Too much. Yeah.
If you in the gym,
uh-huh. Yeah.
And you see somebody working out with a trainer,
uh-huh.
And the trainer tell them to do 15 reps, uh-huh. And he walk off. And they don't do but six.
Yeah, yeah. That ain't
your business. I gotta tell.
That ain't your damn business.
That ain't your business.
No, that's not honest.
It ain't got nothing to do
you
with
are
you.
Being honest.
All right, I got the last.
You got the last. So go ahead.
Come
Steve.
On.
I think this one is appropriate today, and I think we all need to adhere to this.
All mm-hmm. right.
Because this right here is current.
Okay.
And I just want everybody so we could just move on.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Ready. This is- I think I'm ready. What?
If your president
yes.
is talking to the Russian,
uh-huh.
that really ain't your damn business.
Yes, it is.
It's really
no,
not.
That's our business.
That ain't your damn business. He is talking to the Russian.
All right, coming up next, Nephew with Run That Prank Back. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. You guys are so crazy.
Hey, you know what? But that ain't your damn business. Jake, that's a brilliant segment. I
that
really
that
really
ain't
enjoy
your business?
That. Yeah, it ain't your business.
We'll do more.
Can I have one more?
Yeah, go ahead, right?
Before we
Let's
get
see,
to run that prank
show
back.
Is this? Hell yeah, you can have one more.
You had to check with yourself.
Check see whose show this is, yeah.
What is the dude's name over in North Korea?
Kim Jong-un.
If Dennis Rodman goes to North Korea
mm-hmm.
to play basketball
yeah.
with nutty ass Kim Jong Young Yoon.
Kim Jong.
That ain't your damn
business.
We ain't got nothing to do with
but
it.
But Dennis can't get no more black people to go with it.
No.
The looks on their face when he says, I don't give a rat's ass. Boy, them black ball players looking at me. Hey, man. What is your?
He was drunk, though, wasn't
he? Oh, that's
he?
What he said. He don't give a rat's
yeah.
ass.
Yeah.
I don't give a rat's ass.
All right, nephew, come on. Let's run that prank back. What you got?
All right. It's my pop's all-time favorite. I need a kidney. I need a kidney.
Hello.
Hello. I'm trying to reach Brother Conley.
This is Conley.
How you doing, brother? This is Deacon Patterson calling from the church. How you doing today?
Deacon Patterson?
Yeah.
Just doing fine. And yourself, sir?
I'm doing good. Doing good. You know, the church is behind you on what you're going through, and we praying for you, man. We know all about the, you know, you going into surgery on Friday to get your pancreas removed. So I wanted to give you a call, man, have a word of prayer, and let you know that we all are pulling for you, and we know that the man upstairs is going to pull you through this successfully.
Well, God bless and keep you there, Deacon. God bless and keep you, because I tell you, I'm going through something here. Me and my wife, we've been talking about it, and we've been praying on it, and it sure is a wonderful thing to know that your church is with you, and y'all thinking about me in prayer. I've really had to take this to the Lord. This is a serious thing with me, and I ain't never had an operation before in my life, and
right,
know I need it. My wife done made it clear, the doctor done made it clear, and I believe I'm ready to go forward, Deacon.
And we're going to give the victory to who the victory is.
Victory to the Lord, yes, sir. He's uh-huh. the victory.
Let me have a word of prayer with you, Brother Conley, if you don't mind. Just bow your head for me. Father God, we ask right now. We ask right now that you touch Brother Conley as he goes in on Friday.
Please, Lord.
Put your hands on him. We ask, Father, that you hold on to the doctor that's getting ready to go and put surgery on him.
Yes.
We ask that you make sure that the doctor has got a strong eye on that morning.
walk with him.
We ask that he got a steady hand when he got the scalpel in his hand. We ask that you hold on to him,
please,
as he goes into his surgery, because we know come Saturday morning, the victory going to belong to Brother Conley and the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We know all of this, but we ask that you take that pancreas and you remove it out successfully.
Please.
Close him back up like it was never been entered in before.
Walk with me, Jesus.
That's what we're asking. We ask you, Lord, at the same time that they're removing this pancreas, Lord. We ask that you reach around his backside, and we ask that you touch his kidney, Lord. Touch his kidney and make it whole. Make it 110%. We want you to make that kidney like it's been the best kidney
Excuse
ever.
Me, Deacon. Deacon. That's Deacon. Deacon. Whoop. Pat Deacon Patterson.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Ain't they, no, sir. There's nothing wrong with my kidney, Deacon. I'm doing fine. The Lord has done made it. Well, he's gonna work on my pancreas. That's what the doctor's operating on. They done prepped me for it, and that's what they plan to remove. So my kidney is fine. They did what they called one of them MRIs, and everything else is fine. They ain't working on nothing but my pancreas, sir.
Right. Well, let me say, I'm glad you brought that up, because this wasn't really why I called you. Of course, I did call to pray for you.
Yes, sir.
Because I want to make sure that you make it through this successfully. But another reason why I'm getting around to this here is what I want to ask you, and I know we've never met face to face. I've seen you a couple of times, like I said, at the church, but you've been out most of the time with your sickness and whatnot. But now, what I was going to ask you was, and I know this is, I hate to come at you in the final hour when you're getting ready to go have surgery and all that, but if you don't mind, if you could see it in your heart to do something for somebody else.
Yes, sir. That's the Lord's will. You're always supposed to help those who can't.
And I'm glad you think like that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when they go in on Friday morning and remove that pancreas out, do you think that they could go in and get one of your kidneys? Because I need one.
Hold on just a minute, Deacon. What'd you say?
See, I've been going through myself with a little ailment, and I'm wondering if I need a kidney, and I'm wondering if you can give me one of yours when they go in to get your pancreas. They already have you open.
Did you say you wanted them to take one of my kidneys?
Yeah, and give it to me because I need one.
You need a kidney?
Yeah. But what you already going to be laying there open.
Wait a minute, mister. You need a kidney? I need help with my pancreas. You going to call me with some like that, man? This ain't no work of the Lord. Now, you say you're a deacon?
Yeah, like I said, Deacon Patterson, my name. But see, what I'm asking you is, Brother Conley, what harm is it if you already open and laying on the table?
Oh, you ain't heard a damn thing I said, have you? I said, you crazy as hell. Now, what I'm going to have to do, I'm going to need to call the pastor. Because, see, it's some going on here. You say you knew? You mighty damn knew, mister. Matter of fact, you too damn new to know who you're talking to.
What I'm saying is, you have two, like you said, you say they did the MRI.
I don't give a what I said they did, man. I got two kidneys, you got two. One of yours bad, that's your problem, mister. Let me tell you something. I'm trying to get well, and you calling with this, you say you a new deacon. You damn sure is, and you won't be at that church long. I tell you that because if I ever get close to your sister, we got some reckoning to do.
What is it going to hurt for you to give me one of them kidneys if both them kidneys is good?
It ain't going to hurt them thing because you ain't getting my kidney, man. It ain't going to hurt. What is wrong with you?
Say, man, all I'm saying is if you're going to be open and laying on the table, what is it going to hurt for you to give me one?
Oh, now you're going to tell me I'm open and laying on the damn table. What kind of a prayer are you in charge of, mister? Let me tell you something. Obviously, I need to meet you before I get to the hospital. And maybe I can help take out that damn bad kidney of yours. I can tell you that. We can it out. You won't feel a damn thing. How about that? I'll be damned if you're going to call and talk me out of one of my damn kidneys, man.
I'm trying to live just like you trying to.
Let the Lord take care of me, because what you talking about ain't got a damn thing to do with Jesus. You can kiss my and get off my phone. That's what you can do.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
Is you listening to me?
Man, I done listened to you, and you ain't talking about nothing. That's got nothing to do with what's going on with me, mister. You running a game? If I could get to you, I'd put lead in your do you understand
But
me?
Can I just say one more thing, and then I'm going to let you go? Is you listening?
For what?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your daughter.
Oh, Lord have mercy. That girl, Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Jesus.
Hey, you all right, Brother Conley?
Man, you done made me use language that I swear I don't know, but I hear my neighbors and them using that. I done stopped a long time ago talking that away. Please forgive me. Lord have mercy. Y'all, I'm going to have to. Lord have mercy. My heart is palpating here. Lord have mercy, Jesus. This ain't me. And you, I tell you what, I enjoy Steve Harvey and Nephew Tommy. I do.
Brother Conley, I got to ask you one more thing, man. What is the baddest, I'm talking about the baddest, radio show in the land?
It's got to be y'all. It's got to be y'all. Hell, I don't even remember the name of it now.
The Steve Harvey Morning
Show. The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Lord have mercy. I ain't going to forget it now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Get ready at 34 after the hour. You do not want to miss J. Anthony Brown's Murder, the Hit.
What did I tell you? Who I was going to destroy? What did I say? Did I make a promise?
Kelly.
Yes. Yeah.
Because what?
Because I don't lie. Because he sings. He's in the news.
That's right.
Wow. Let's get a song.
All right. Deciding. Yeah.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You can say it. For sure.
This is closing out the second week of me being back off vacation and my workout program. I'm in week number 2.
Okay.
This closes out week number 2.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I got this trainer named Obi who came on my show with Morris Chestnut.
Don't remember him. Remember Morris, though.
Morris Chestnut's body.
Yes.
You know what made me hire this guy?
Now,
I'm not going to get it. But Morris Chestnut has that line that goes from his abdomen down to his crotch. That muscle that you can see.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
That I haven't seen that muscle. I think last time I saw that muscle, probably was 19.
Oh, you were 19?
Yeah.
Okay.
Last time I saw that muscle. But that's what made me hire his trainer, Obi.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So it's been 2 weeks.
You've lost 3 pounds, I know.
I lost 3 pounds. Mm-hmm. We're trying to, on the average, between 1 and 2 pounds a week.
Okay.
So it'll be good weight instead of just water weight.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm losing it. And I'm just going to try. I'm not going to try. I'm going to do it this time.
Okay.
Because we're out here in L.A.
There's a line that goes from where now?
From your abdomen. From like, it's like a V. It goes down.
Anything like, look at this. Look at this. This
no, not, that's Jay, not it. No, that's not it.
That ain't it, Jay. Now, if you dig around, you can feel it. But I got to dig for it.
It don't look nothing like this.
No, that's not it.
Should I put my shirt down?
Yeah.
I've been a nail back feeling
for it. We're not that close, Jay.
Yeah, so just in it, man. Just letting y'all know. I'm gonna have him on the show one day to motivate the baby boomer generation. Because those of us from 50 to 71 are the most economically gifted people on earth today. The baby boomer generation has the most expendable income from 50 to 71. Now, that we're not talking about Puffy and Jay-Z now.
Mm-hmm.
They got more than Beyonce. But for on the average, the baby boomer generation from 50 to 71 has the most expendable income. And why would you have that and we not try to be healthy?
Makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So that's
live
what
as
I'm
long
do.
As you can. And
I'm
going
to bring
him
on the show to talk to y'all from time to time.
I'm about to
and
get
just
cut.
Let you know that I'm in it. Yeah, Jay.
Is he bringing Morris with him?
Jay, that's the name of the book. It's called Cut.
Is he bringing Morris with him?
No, you can't see Morris on the radio.
She just want to see
him. Yeah, because, that would help motivate us.
You know, Shirley,
I'm sure.
As a married
I agree,
woman.
Shirley.
Thank you.
I totally agree.
Both you married women.
What? Really?
This is our job.
Yes.
Bring Hallie for us then.
What? See, what were you going to say,
Tommy,
about Morris?
I keep telling you, stop naming all these tall-ass women.
Oh, you talking to Tommy
Hallie taller than me?
Everybody.
What? Saw yesterday.
Everybody.
Your children are taller than you.
You can bring Adele for me. That's who I like.
Hello?
Hello.
Adele.
The white lady.
Adele, the singer Adele?
Yeah, hello.
The white lady.
That wrote the slave cut?
That's not a slave.
Rolling in the deep. Yeah.
We not going to be singing.
I do my best.
I love that song.
I've been out here picking.
Ring it.
More than the rest. My bag is heavy.
Oh, God.
Cause this ain't right. Oh, ain't nobody told me that cotton ain't light. So damn tired picking all around.
Slave cuss.
Every time I look around, another slave went down.
Oh, no.
Hot out here, hot as hell. Ain't no shade for me. I just want the one damn thing. I just want to be free.
It's time for Miss Ann. Please, Miss Ann, save us. No, she's got to come in now.
No, Jay, my boy.
I want to be free. I want a good day. I've been picking cotton, and I don't get no pay.
Come on, Jay.
Why do we have to refer to slavery every day on the show? Every day.
Just think it.
Yeah.
That doesn't work well on radio.
Nah, thank you, Shirley. Yeah, thank you. Think it hard.
Ladies and gentlemen, she is here, the lovely and talented Miss Ann True.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, my singing colleagues. This is Entrepreneur News. Okay, Democrat lawmakers are urging the president to cool down with all that heated rhetoric where it concerns North Korea because they say it's not going to help matters. However, since it was reported that North Korea had developed a nuclear warhead small enough to fit on a missile, Kim Jong-un's been threatening to target the U.S. territory of Guam. So the president's threatening to rain fire and fury on North Korea, and if they do anything like that. Now, Trump says he's not apologizing for what he says. He says somebody should have said it before.
They've been doing this to our country for a long time, for many years. And it's about time that somebody stuck up for the people of this country and for the people of other countries.
Trump is criticizing previous Democratic as well as Republican administrations, which he said failed to find a solution to the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. And now China's official reaction to the situation may be clear because the state-owned Chinese newspaper says that if North Korea attacks the U.S., China should remain neutral. But if it's the other way around, if U.S. launches a preemptive strike on North Korea and tries to overthrow Kim Jong-un, that China should stop that from happening. Whatever that means. Residents in New Orleans still wading through waist-high water and still raining there today. The state of emergency has been declared there because it's very, very, very bad there. Finally, today is National Kool-Aid Day, National Medical Checkup Day.
Not the move.
Ow! That's what happens with my checkups every time. This has been Ann Tripp. Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
He is here. Who's going to do it today? Well, Jay. Steve did it yesterday.
He did it yesterday.
Yeah, you do it, Jay.
We had trouble with him yesterday.
Yeah, he did. It was rough.
Oh, my God.
Maybe it was the intro, huh? How about this? Y'all need to put your hands together for the one and only.
Come on.
Eugene!
Oh, my God. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla, Jr., J. Anthony Brown. Good morning to everyone. It's a beautiful introduction.
Morning, Butterfly.
Thank you so-
Flap on, bro.
Hey, Butterfly. Flutterfly.
Hey, Butterfly.
Hey. He's so happy today.
So, listen. It is August the 11th. It's Friday. Uh-huh. And you're not going to believe what national day it is.
What?
Today is National Grab Some Nuts Day. This is what kind of nuts do you all like? Do you like cashews? Do you like pecans? But today, look it up. It is National Grab Some Nuts.
A handful?
Yes, grab some
nuts. This is your favorite day.
Like Christmas.
This is a very good one because I like pecans. I like pecans and I like cashews.
And almonds.
Steve, what kind of nuts you like?
Well, not the kind you like.
Well, I like pecans and cashews.
Pecans.
I already told you about that. Do you like cashews?
Do you
I
like,
bet you like
you
wild
like...
nuts.
Well, no, I don't like, you know, I like, you know, cashews is pretty good. I don't care for the kind. You like.
I like cashews and pecans.
I like pistachios.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Junior?
I'm going to go with pecans.
Pecans. Yeah. See, that's good. J. Anthony Brown, what kind of nuts you like?
Answer him, Jay.
I can't answer that. I like...
And Jay, do you like them roasted, salted, or caramelized?
I like my nuts hot and sticky. Like, with caramel on them. I like hot and sticky nuts, yeah.
Yeah.
I like...
What's them nuts they sell in New York on the street?
I like... They have these nuts in Malaysia. I went to Malaysia, over in the Philippines.
Oh.
And I like those nuts.
Well, you don't know the name of them?
Yeah.
What?
They're abbreviated, call them Maya.
Maya nuts. You like Maya nuts? You like Maya nuts?
Stay with me now.
No, you stay with us.
You stay with us.
Yeah, they're Shirley.
They're a special nut from Malaysia.
Come on, Shirley, get your nuts in here. What kind of nuts do you like?
I like raw cashews and almonds. Oh, those are my favorites.
I like Maya nuts. Yeah. How would you like Maya nuts?
Yeah. Unlike Steve.
Would you like to try Maya nuts?
I like Maya nuts. I really enjoyed them.
Yeah. Oh, I'm so glad I got to ask y'all this, because it was really last Friday, but I forgot to ask y'all last Friday, so that's why I carried the nuts over.
Oh, okay.
But you just bought the nuts back up. Cause
say what?
But you a week late with the nuts.
Yeah, I'm a little late with my nuts, but as long as we can have a nut conversation.
You and your friends were celebrating all week.
All right, coming up after the break, thank you, Butterfly.
Oh, my God.
D'Anthony Brown is here to murder another hit. We'll be back at 34 after.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
We are back to the greatest morning show in the world.
The absolute.
I have tried to tell you,
Lord.
This new edition has been wonderful. Yeah. I've had second guesses, though, because of moments like these, and this moment is here. But I can't stop him because it's his creative input.
Yes.
I don't.
Sometimes I don't appreciate.
Stay focused, you guys.
They just break into a hymn.
It's a slave song. You were saying.
Come on,
you were saying, Steve.
Can't get him back.
I just feel like. Well, here we go.
Yeah, okay. All right.
First of all, it's going down tomorrow night, Columbus, Georgia, River Center, 900 Broadway, the OGs of comedy, hosted by your boy, J. Anthony Brown. But today, I promised this.
Mm-hmm.
He knew it was coming.
Yeah,
I told
did.
Y'all.
Yeah.
I hope somebody told him. So he not shocked.
Take the look off your face.
Why are you looking like that? I put it out there 2 weeks ago that I was going to do this. And I'm a man to my word.
There you are.
Robert, this one's for you. Hit it. I used to think my fan base was so strong, but it looks like that I've been proven wrong, and now somehow I just don't feel the love. Who knows, maybe I've lost my Kelly charm. Can't believe it. Look like I blew it. People are saying, so what we knew it. Something's had said goodbye. Who am I fooling? Yes, I know why. Used to sell out back in the day. Now some fans refuse to pay. They say I locked her behind my door. Fans are saying goodbye. My fans are saying goodbye. Now they made Robert cry. Oh, it's not fair the way people beat me, you know. Cause I got hopscotch in front of my house and I keep buying teddy bears. It's not fair. Hello Kitty, Swing Sets. It's not fair. It's just not fair. Paparazzi taking pictures.
Jay! Jay!
What?
Jay Anthony Brown.
I love it.
I got hopscotch
in front of
of my house. In front of my house.
Hello, Kitty.
Hello, Kitty.
Swing set.
Five teddy bears.
He's dead wrong. But it was outstanding.
He was fire, but he wrong.
He murdered it. What's the name of the song, Jay?
I believe I can fly. My version is, my fans have said bye-bye.
Okay. Y'all done made Kelly cry. I'm sitting here, all this here. I got hopscotch in front of my house.
I got sandbox in the parking lot.
I love the Hello Kitty and swing sets.
I wasn't like he wasn't warned when I told him that it was going to happen. You know, hey.
Oh, you told him that.
Yeah, he was told.
Oh, man.
Hello,
the parents of the alleged victim, Jocelyn Savage, held a press conference earlier this week near Atlanta. They had their lawyers with them. They wanted to announce a plan to get in touch with their daughter. Mm-hmm. They don't think that, you know, they can be assured that she's really safe with just the video she put out there.
That with all that Hello Kitty in there.
And, all right, coming up next, the prank phone call from the nephew. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after the hour, get ready for today's strawberry letter. Woo-hoo! But up next, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call. Nephew, what do you have for us today?
Can your wife breastfeed my baby?
What? Oh,
man.
One more time, please.
Can your wife breastfeed my baby?
How are we still on the air? How are we still
Labor
on the
Day.
Air?
Come on now. I'm just trying to be a couple drops of stupid in here. I just want to ask
some help from your wife. That's all.
And how is he still alive?
Wait a minute. You just think, Tommy, you think that prank was just a couple drops of stupid?
Come on. Yeah. Come on, Uncle.
You don't
Tell
see
him.
That as a rain barrel in the dump. You don't see the dam breaking with stupidity.
Hello?
Hello, man. Can I speak to
this.
Hey man, this dog. And
This who?
This man, gave me your phone number. I know you don't know me, but gave me your number.
You talking about on the south side?
Yeah, on the south side. He gave me your number, man. I'm going through some things. I thought you might be able to help me out, man, because, well, see, and my girl, and I don't know, man. I think just done left, you know, and she done left me here with the kids, you know, and I trying to, I don't think coming back.
My man, I feel for you, but why you telling me this?
See, man, here I am, got these kids by myself, you know, my little boy, he 3. But my little girl, man, she just 2 months old, man. You know, and the reason why I got your number because I think you might be able to help me because I'm just going through this. It's just hard right now, bro.
Dog, how I'm gonna help you, dog? I got kids of my own, dog. How I'm gonna help you?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying now. Ain't you married to
Yeah, my wife. How you know my wife, dog?
See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, I kind of know y'all through. I done seen y'all before through him. And but see, here the deal, man. Like I say, I got my kids, man. My little boy 3, but my little girl ain't but 2 months, man. How many kids y'all got?
Man, we got 3 kids, man. I got a 10-year-old, an 8-year-old, and a 6-month-old. I really don't know what you asking of me, man. I got my own family I got to take care of. You asking me for help. I mean, what is it you need, man? And
what I'm trying to do with this here, I'm trying to get my little girl taken care of, man. Like I say, then ran off, man, and then left. And I don't think she's coming back. I don't think she's coming back. But I need some help. I need some help from your wife. I need her to come by the house today. Can she?
What do you need to come at your house for?
Because the baby needs some milk.
Man, we got a couple cans of, some formula, something in here we could drop off to you, man, but ain't coming to your house, dog.
You're more than happy
to have these cans, but I can't be having my wife at your house, dog. Got all the kids.
I understand that, but the baby needs some milk. That's what I'm saying. I need to come by and feed the baby.
Dog, I just told you to come by, drop off a couple cans of milk. But I mean, I don't even know you like that, player. I ain't about to just have my wife come into your damn house. I don't know you.
I need her to come by and feed the baby, man.
Dog, why the hell you can't feed your own baby?
What? I need to come by and breastfeed the baby.
What? You want my wife to come by your house and do what?
I want her to come and breastfeed the baby. I told you, ran off.
You lost your mind. I don't know you to be talking about my wife coming to your house breastfeeding your baby. Matter of fact, the you get my number. Who the hell is anyway? I don't stop thinking about it. I don't know no right. Say, dog, don't call me with this dog. What the is you talking about breastfeeding your baby?
Why would you do this now? Why would you let the babies? Why would you come between the baby's health? Why are you doing that, man?
Dog, I tell you what, dog. Bring your baby over here. You what? And the baby, come over here. Bring your baby over here. And when you get here, as soon as she pull out, I'ma knock your teeth down your throat. Now come on over. We gonna be here. We gonna be here all day.
Don't do this, man. Don't do this. Don't let your ego and stuff come between the baby's health, man. I'm just trying to get the baby healthy.
How you gonna call me talking about my wife breastfeed your baby? I'm still. You know what? Hold on.
What you doing?
Hold on.
Hold on. Wait a minute, man.
What's up, baby? You know and her husband? You don't know them? My wife don't know you, and I don't know you either.
Baby,
do you know a name? Supposedly he live on the south side. He know us. You don't know him either? Hold on. I don't know you. I don't know. This is on another line talking about his wife done left him with their two kids. He wants you to come to his crib and breastfeed his baby. Don't trip. I got this. I'm gonna holler at you in a minute. Dog, we don't know you. Who the is you calling me from? What is your address?
One more thing that I want to say to you. Are you listening to me?
You better be saying your address. That's what you better be saying.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got thanked by your sister's.
Ain't this about a.
You all right, man?
Come on, dog. Man. Tommy, dog. Dog, you about to get your whipped. Tommy, whoever, somebody's getting their whooped.
Hey, man. All right, brother, you got to tell me what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Steve Harvey Morning Show, you dig? Oh, man. Y'all got me, man.
Y'all couldn't handle that? Somebody asking y'all, can your wife breastfeed my baby?
That was hilarious.
Is that out of order? Out of line?
Is that out of order? Yes, on so many levels, yes.
Here's the line. You crossed it. I love it.
But this for the baby, though. Mm-hmm.
Well, don't forget about the baby.
Yeah. It's for the baby.
Don't forget about the baby.
Help okay. Your brother out.
Don't let what you going through mm-hmm. come between what the baby needs. You see what I'm saying?
She's sitting right there. She could do this.
How stupid are you?
You don't want to loan me a breast for the baby?
Yeah.
Listen to me. Stop.
Absolutely.
Stop.
Are you embarrassed right now of your nephew? Because you certainly should be.
I'm almost in denial.
You ain't embarrassed of Jay? What?
I'm almost in denial. Oh,
your friends.
He's really not my nephew.
All your friends,
we're
your
not
family.
Your nephew or your friend, you're going
to
disown us.
Because I'm trying
us.
To borrow a breast to help a child.
Help somebody. Oh, you would just let the baby starve. Huh?
if they're talking to you.
Come on, Hub. I'm asking you something. You wouldn't help a baby out. You wouldn't go ask a woman for her breast to help out a child.
Wow. No, I wouldn't.
The fact that you wouldn't help, that sucks.
We gotta go.
I love it.
All right, get ready for today's Strawberry Letter coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, the Strawberry Letter is up next. But before we get to that, ex-NBA player Gilbert Arenas was recently asked his thoughts on Kyrie Irving, being able to win another championship without LeBron James. The ex-NBA superstar quickly said, no.
No, really. I mean, but that's a true statement. That's.
He didn't even have to think about it. No. Yeah.
Wasn't no whale in front of it. Well, you know.
No.
Oh, none of that.
No.
Because, first of all, the teams that he would like to go to, Minnesota, San Antonio, Miami. I mean, first of all, if you go to, you can't get out of the East if you go to Miami. Because Miami can't beat Boston.
Oh.
Miami can't beat the Washington Wizards. So you can't get out of the East.
Okay.
None of them are beating the Cavaliers as long as LeBron James is alive.
Not gonna happen.
So now, you can't
just
go there.
Breathing, huh?
If you go out west to San Antonio or to Minnesota, none of them. And first of all, there's no place. You're not going to be the star in San Antonio because the boy is out there.
Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard is out there.
That's the star.
And and you're not getting past Golden State. Oh. So now you've left your three appearances in the finals to go where so you can be the star of the team. But you will not be playing for a ring ever again.
So that's why.
Not only Golden State. Ever?
Such language.
As long as
Oklahoma City.
No, you can't get past Oklahoma. You can't get past San Antonio, and you can't get past none of them. And Houston is going to be a lot better this year because of Chris Paul. Oh, a whole lot better. So where are you going to go?
Do you think he's going to leave, really?
I don't know. I don't know that they can get to trade for it.
Okay, would you want him in the locker room, though, knowing that type of attitude?
Well, that's not a healthy atmosphere. That's a great question. It's not a healthy atmosphere. And they're going to have to do something about it. The only way it could be fixed, if he could just go to LeBron and say, hey, man, look, my bad. Let's just make it work. It's easy to do that. You're making a lot of money. Look, I work with Tommy. Because Tommy is absolutely brilliant. I mean, he's absolutely brilliant. Tommy is brilliant. These prank phone calls, the Deacon, Oatmeal, Eugene, he's brilliant. Jay is brilliant. These murder the hits, all these ideas, you know, I don't care for either one of them.
I see where you're going.
I don't. I don't see where you're going.
That wasn't a backhanded comment.
So you said you still here for the championship team.
What is this, Jay?
Championship team.
What?
What is it, Jay? Championship team on the way, baby.
All right.
I got you. I see.
Why would I leave? Why would you? Where are you gonna go? If you leave the Steve Harvey Morning Show, Junior, Jay, and Tommy, if y'all leave because y'all want to go be a star, where are you gonna go?
I'm on the championship team already.
I'm not going nowhere.
You gonna go back over there where he came from?
No, I wouldn't go over there.
I'm
not going.
All right, let's get to the letter.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Championship team.
That was a great example.
Strawberry Letter.
Quanku, Pommy.
Say.
All right, this is about a cheating husband. It's called, the subject is husband then, brother-in-law now.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Dear Shirley, Steve, and crew, I need your help and advice badly. About 6 months ago, I caught my husband and sister in bed together. I come home early from a business trip and heard a lot of noise coming from our master bedroom. I ran upstairs and walked into our room, and they were getting their freak on. I think I maybe have stopped breathing for a while, because the next thing I know, I was gasping for air. Till this day, I cannot get that image out of my head. Shirley and Steve, my sister and husband, sucked the life out of my heart. Whew. I don't.
Well, I know where that sentence is going.
I know. I don't think I have ever had anybody in this world to hurt me like they did. I constantly pray and ask God to make my heart whole again, but right now I am struggling. I could not forgive my husband or my sister for their actions, so my husband and I divorced. My sister is basically dead to me. I no longer speak to her or even acknowledge that she is my sister. The worst part of all is I got an invitation in the mail from the two of them announcing their wedding.
Wow.
Steve and Shirley, my ex-husband will soon be my brother-in-law. This sounds like something on Jerry Springer's show. The anger that I feel toward them, the two of them, has now turned into hate. I have never had this much hate, all capital letters, in my heart for anyone. My problem is my parents. My parents keep telling me I need to let this go and forgive both my ex-husband and sister. What are your opinions? I made it clear to both my ex-husband and ex-sister to steer clear of me. I feel like the invitation to their wedding was a slap in the face. I am ticked off and hurt woman on the verge of revenge. Do I forgive or let it go? Hurt in Georgia. Wow. Dear Hurt in Georgia, I hurt for you. This is a terrible thing to happen to anyone. This, of course, is the ultimate betrayal between two people you trusted. And it doesn't get much worse than this. I mean, you know, this is worse. What a scene to walk in on. I don't know a person alive who wouldn't feel right now how you feel. A lot of people would have taken it even further than this if this happened to them. But I do have to tell you this. Even with everything that has gone down in your life, you still have to get on with your life. And as long as you stay in this rut and not forgive and this anger and this hate, you won't be able to move forward. You're going to have to forgive them at some point, or else you're just going to, it's just going to fester like an untreated disease. You're going to have to be able to move on. And the way you move on is to forgive them. It's going to be hard. You don't have to be friends with them, but just forgive them. All right, part two of Steve's response is coming up at 23 after the hour. Don't go anywhere. Yeah, we'll be right back.
I'm going to finish this thing.
You'll okay. Get in it, man. Get in it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, get ready for another episode of Bad Acting Theater. You do not want to miss this.
Wow, been a minute, haven't it?
Yeah, it's been a long time. Yeah, since
it's
before.
It's so bad.
Steve went out on vacation.
Yes, yeah, yes.
It's bad. The Steve Harvey Morning Show soap opera, it's called The Chapmans. But come on, Steve, finish your response to part two of today's Strawberry Letter. Let's go.
Steve and crew, I need your help and advice badly. About 6 months ago, I caught my husband and sister in bed together. I came home early from a business trip and heard a lot of noise coming from our master bedroom. I ran upstairs and walked into our room, and there they were getting their freak on. I think I may have stopped breathing for a while, because the next thing I knew, I was gasping for air. To this day, I cannot get that image out of my head. Shirley and Steve, my sister and husband, sucked the life out of my heart. I don't think I have ever had anybody in this world hurt me like they did. I constantly pray and ask God to make my heart whole again, but right now I'm struggling. I could not forgive my husband or my sister for their actions, so my husband and I divorced. My sister is basically dead to me. I no longer speak to her or even acknowledge that she is my sister. The worst part of it all is that I get an invitation in the mail from the two of them announcing their wedding. Steve and Shirley, my ex-husband will soon be my brother-in-law. Mm. This sounds like something on Jerry Springer's show. The anger that I feel towards the two of them has now turned into hate. I have never had this much hate in my heart for anybody. My problem is my parents keep telling me I need to let this go and forgive both my ex-husband and sister. What are your opinions? I made it clear to both my ex-husband and ex-sister to steer clear of me. I feel like the invitation to their wedding was a slap in the face. I am ticked off and a hurt woman on the verge of revenge. Do I forgive or let go hurt in Georgia? I'm glad to know that you told us where you're located so we don't do any more broadcasts from there, because I know some gunfire gonna break out any day now.
Cacao. Wow.
It's easy for all of us to read this letter and say what this lady should do, because we armchair quarterbacking. It's after the fact and we all got opinions. What Shirley says is absolutely correct. It's the only way for her to move on with her life. She has to let the hatred go. I'm a person who has experienced hate before. I hated a guy before for something he did to me. It took me 7 years to let it go. When I let it go, I can't tell you how much better I felt. See, these two people have gone on with their life. Now, are they wrong? Dead wrong. How can you imagine coming home from work and the two people that you absolutely can depend on, supposedly, your mate that you took your wedding vows with and your blood sister or brother? I can't imagine my brother doing this to me. This would have broke my heart. But then for your wife to do it to you and your brother, or your husband do it to you and your sister, can we not see the pain, the real pain that this woman has got to be in? Now she get an invitation in the mail. We having a wedding. And her mom and daddy done told her to go on and get past it. Well, people mad at the mom and daddy for saying this. Well, daddy got to go to another wedding. He got to get a daughter away again. Only problem is she giving his daughter away to the same dude that he gave his other daughter to. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, this letter going to read different, because as the daddy, this is why I step in. Because Playboy is going to take a severe traumatized whooping from me. Now, I know I'm going to get another email from Ken down in Macon that's saying I'm contributing to the black prison rate in this country because I condone violence. Okay, Ken, here I go again.
That's just you're just talking about a fight, though.
But I really see no other way out. Personally, me, I just don't see how. When I tiptoe upstairs, I hear all this noise coming from the bedroom, and I open the door, and it's my brother and my wife, or my husband and my sister. Well, then guess what? I ease right on back downstairs and get a kitchen table laid. I snap it off. And I go back up the steps or dining room table, whichever's close. I snap it off and come back upstairs, and it's going to be some more noise in the room. Woo. But, with that said, first of all, the title of this letter would have been "The Funeral is Monday." Secondly, in all fairness, though, what should this woman do is what she wants to know. Shirley is absolutely correct. You can forgive a person. You ain't got to be their friend. But the forgiveness ain't for them.
Right.
A lot of times, y'all, the forgiveness is for you.
Absolutely.
Because the hate that's burning in this woman's heart is eating her heart. She the one got to go to God to ask to make her heart whole again because it had a tear in it. Well, now you've compounded the tear. You've added the element of hate. There's nothing more cancerous than hate. If you want to waste some time, spend your time hating somebody. Because guess what? The very person that you normally hating have gone on about their business. They skipping and enjoying their day. You letting this cancer eat at your heart. So Shirley is absolutely correct. You have to forgive them. Now, you can forgive a couple of different ways. There's really only one way to forgive. You ain't got to be their friend. You ain't got to talk to them. You ain't got to sit up and have this mess in your face.
All right, we have to go. Don't forget you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And don't forget, this coming Thursday at 1 o'clock Eastern Time, please join me for Strawberry Letter live on Facebook after the show. We'll be talking about that particular day, Strawberry Letter, your own personal Strawberry Letter that you hit me
up. I'm excited about this
gonna
be next fun. Thursday at 1 o'clock.
It's going to be fun.
Shirley.
Thank you,
that's
Steve.
A great move.
Facebook Live, Shirley?
Uh-huh, Facebook
so we
Live.
Can see
Smart.
You?
Yes. Yes, you can see my blonde hair that Steve's
That's
talking about.
Cool. Are we allowed to join you? Can we?
Yes, of course. I've already invited the team.
Don't
of course
let them,
you can.
Don't let,
Shirley, don't let us on.
Yeah, well, I'm going to ask my Shirley, question.
I'm used to working with these guys. Don't.
No, you just got on there. Don't let these two fools come on here and have you off the air before you even get started.
We're going to get a crunk for you.
No, you don't. Let these two get their own damn Facebook Live.
Shirley, ain't nothing wrong with your baby daddy.
Anyway, it's going to be this coming Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern time, after the show, Strawberry Letter Live on Facebook. You can find me at Shirley Strawberry or at My Girl Shirley. Thank you guys so much. And you can't wait? Okay. All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay. As promised, it's time. We did one episode Steve went on vacation, and we haven't done another one since then. So, and we haven't practiced or rehearsed or anything.
That's why it's called bad acting.
So it's really going to be bad. Yeah.
We're letting you know now that this is going to be bad.
Yeah, have your expectations very low.
Okay? Well, they didn't disappoint.
All right. So here we go. You want to just tell us a little bit about
It's the Chapmans. Okay. It's the family that lives in Arrogate, Texas. Uh-huh. Mr. Chapman is the pork rind king of Arrogate, Texas, played by none other than you guess who's going to be. And we have a guest star on our show today, and our narrator is none other than Miss Shirley Strawberry.
All right, here we go.
Take it away.
Thank you. Yep. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Steve Harvey Bad Acting Theater with your host and narrator, me, Shirley Strawberry. Thank you. Yeah. When we last left, KK and Beauregard were in the back of the courthouse. KK was admiring Beauregard's role of quarters.
Okay, all right.
Earl kicked Beauregard out of the house. Tommy was deciding what career to go into, and Junior was wondering why no one would listen to him.
Why won't anyone listen to me?
Shut up, Junior. I'm not finished reading. Let's see what's going on today.
He wasn't through his line.
Oh, sorry. Let's go back.
That's okay.
Let's go back.
Go ahead.
It all works.
Why won't anyone listen to me?
Shut up, Junior.
He's still not finished.
I did it again.
Oh, this girl. Right here. Okay.
Why won't anyone listen to me? I think I can help this company.
Shut up, Junior. I'm not finished reading. Let's see what's going on today.
I gotta get my thoughts together here. I know Beauregard is up to something. He's trying to bring me down right before the big Polk Rind convention. Well, I'll be voted Polk Rind producer of the year. Yeah.
This is Frencher, the mustard king of Arrogate, Texas. I hear you talking to yourself. Don't worry about Beauregard, because Beauregard mama.
It's Beauregard.
Same thing. Beauregard mama so ugly she got the trick-or-treat over the telephone. Beauregard mama so black she got to use armor all for lotion. Thanks for the rim shots, man. Now, go on and get away from me. Wait a minute. I got one more. Your bigger problem is I have kidnapped your son, Chester, and I want $1 million in your business plan, and you'll never see Chester again.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you $2 million to keep it.
You insulted me.
$3 million.
You could do better than that.
$4 million.
You playing with my intelligence now, Earl.
All this company needs is to be restructured. What am I going to do? It looks at the business plan and restructured, then Dad will see how valuable I am to the company. Junior, this is your company. Shut up, Junior. Don't nobody listen to you.
First of all, punk, you didn't bring me my patty pies, and it's going to cost you way more than this. Now, I can tell you what Earl is doing. Trust me, he's dirty, real dirty. And it has something to do with a three-legged pig.
I know. Okay, now the money is no problem, but I'm having a tough time getting them patty pies. Would you take a post-dated check and some moon pies instead?
Beauregard, don't make me pistol whoop your ass. I want my money.
Join us next time when you'll hear Earl and Frenchie say...
$20 million.
Higher.
30 million.
Higher. We driving him back right now.
Come on, man. Don't bring that boy back. Yeah. See, that's the Steve Harvey bad acting theater.
Yeah.
That was bad. Show.
Yeah. It was very bad. Wasn't
bad.
It? Did
bad,
we disappoint bad. In the badness?
Nah.
I want to congratulate Junior for being the worst.
Thank you. Worse than me?
I don't know. Wait a minute. I mean, I don't know. Shirley was pretty bad.
I think I was pretty darn bad.
Carla was natural.
Yeah.
Yes.
You Carla was good.
Carla had said that pistol whip line before.
She just said that before.
I have not.
Felt too good. It came off a tongue too
it
easy.
It flowed off.
Was I natural?
Yeah. Don't make me pistol whip.
First, get calm first. Beauregard, don't make me.
Don't make me pistol whip your ass. Yeah. But it was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Tommy's kidnapped and Steve don't want to get
No,
him.
He don't want
to
get
the numbers kept going
Earl.
Up.
Earl.
It had gotten up to $30 million.
$30 million. And he begged him not to bring
him.
To keep him. To keep him as a hostage.
But the worst of them all is actually Jay's right.
How come I told myself in the middle of the line?
Yeah.
Told myself to shut up.
That was your conscience. That was your
but
conscience.
But Shirley cut you off about four times.
Because we don't want to hear what Junior has to say. Ever.
Ever.
Yeah. We'll be back with another episode.
Who played Frenchie, by the way?
Frenchie was supposed to be, but he there was a...
But Tommy actually sounded just like
George. He did. It was supposed to be George, but there was a contract dispute.
Oh, really? He held out for more money,
and he didn't get none. But Tommy did sound like George Wallace.
Yeah,
You well, go get on with who?
And they gave him something to do since he's kidnapped.
Yes. But he don't want that boy back.
No.
I think Tommy should have multiple roles. Anyway.
Yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah.
Actor only.
Because that's what he does.
Consider it done.
Okay.
That way we don't have to depend on George for a damn thing. His pilot was down to the jailhouse. Getting his mama out because it is the weekend. He gets in a fist fight every
really
Friday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, that's the real soap opera.
Mama, you, you got to stop this mama.
There we go. All right.
You don't tell me what to do.
All right. Coming up next, there is a rally. You guys are going to love this. There's a rally being planned to support Colin Kaepernick.
About time.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be back.
It's about time. Right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve, we talked about this earlier this week, and Spike Lee, a friend to the show, Spike Lee is called for he will host a rally, talking about he's going to host a rally supporting unsigned quarterback Colin Kaepernick
I
at
like
the
that.
National Football League's New York headquarters on Park Avenue in New York. August 23rd, a host of civil rights organizations will protest the exile status of Colin Kaepernick. The Kaepernick story isn't just about a quarterback looking for employment. We all know that. But about whether speaking out against police violence and institutionalized racism can cost you your job. Okay, let's get serious. Deep with this. This is the real issue, the underlying thing here. As civil rights legend Harry Belafonte said in support of the protest, when a black voice is raised in protest to oppression, those who are comfortable with our oppression are the first to criticize us for daring to speak out against it.
He took a knee. We should stand up for him.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. The reason he did it was outstanding.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But here's the real problem and the reason that Spike is going to target NFL headquarters in New York. Trust and believe, it had nothing to do with the flag at this point. It had nothing to do with the military at this point. It has one thing to do, that shield, that NFL shield.
Okay.
They prop it up like it is this, you know, stonewashed, wonderful league, and they do hypocritical stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they
because
do.
If you're a star, you can get away with more stuff than the regular cat.
The things that they stand up for, and not for women, but will stand up for that shield. It's ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
It's very hypocritical, like you said, Steve.
He
the accusations against Ben Roethlisberger are the same accusations against Ezekiel Elliott. And now they finna render a ruling on this boy. And been under investigation for 2 years.
No charges.
The courts have dropped it.
Yeah, no charges.
No evidence, no nothing of domestic violence. None.
Yeah. It's not right.
No charges.
No.
Right on,
the
Spike.
The NFL then kept it alive.
Is anyone speaking out in his behalf?
No. Not even Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones reviewed the situation and said he found no evidence of anything. But the NFL going to rule because they have this false sense of who they are.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. NFL is, man.
And you know who else was, I think, who was also abandoned Colin Kaepernick? The NFL Players Association.
Oh,
they have
a
right to fight for him to get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not, you have not heard
of
them.
They
seem like they're letting him down
yeah,
as well.
They are letting him down.
But here's the bigger problem, too. You can fight for him to get a job, but if the owners are not bringing him in,
He won't get a job.
And those 26 owners, them rich boys who you can't get your hands on, what they care about you, what you want.
He's not playing.
It's not fair. It's not right.
No, it's not.
Right on, Spike Lee, for doing
it. Do you think a rally would help?
Well, it's going to bring attention to it. Because, you know, sometimes when it's not, you know, in the news, it's not top of mind and people tend to forget about it. You know, even though we're keeping it alive, Spike Lee is keeping it alive. A lot of people have forgotten about it. They don't talk about it anymore. You know, they look at him as a troublemaker and, you know, and all those things. But here we are, and Spike Lee, hopefully, you know, this will do something.
He should be
hopefully
playing.
It'll do something to shed more light on it.
Mm-hmm.
The guy, you know, his record, he's got a great record.
Well, last year he didn't have such a good...
But he's still
an outstanding player. He had a really good... record for last season. I mean, he didn't start the whole season.
He didn't.
You know, he played about eight games.
And he's still a good football player.
He finished with 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions and 2,700 yards passing. I mean, what more you want? 60% completion.
Better than so many in the NFL.
Oh,
yeah.
The Browns could use him.
No, use him. Start him.
Man.
The Browns could start Junior.
Okay.
And win the same amount of games they won last.
Which is worse, Bad Acting Theater or the Browns?
Ooh. Whoa.
Ooh. They about Nick and Nick.
He's really thinking about
bad
this.
Bad Acting Theater is funny.
The Browns ain't even no laughing matter. The Browns are painful. Painful to watch.
Let me ask you this, though. The Miami Dolphins, were they not considering Colin Kaepernick? They just lost their starter quarterback.
They thought about it. They got Jay Cutler for one year.
That's the insult right there.
Cutler.
The reason they picked Cutler because the guy that was the former coach, one of his quarterback or offensive coordinator coaches, used to coach him.
The Baltimore
Ravens was looking at Kaepernick also.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Ozzie Newsome wanted him, but the owner didn't.
So is
Ozzie Newsome with the Browns?
No, he's saying.
With Baltimore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wanted him.
Is there some unspoken, you keep talking about this NFL thing, is there some unspoken rule, you know, like he's blackballed or something in the NFL?
Well, see, nobody wants to say blackball, but that's exactly
what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't tell me that he's not qualified to play professional football.
Yeah, with his record,
With his skill set. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And the boy young.
He's been to the Super Bowl.
Yes,
I know. I remember. Now, I remember that.
I could tell you a lot of teams who right now, Colin Kaepernick, it's better than any quarterback. Cleveland Browns is one of them.
Okay, that's number one.
Who is their quarterback, Steve?
Oh, we got the boy from Houston.
And he starred.
Osweiler?
Yes.
Oh, you do not want that.
You don't want him.
No, we got him.
Yeah.
We picked drunk-ass Johnny Manziel.
Yeah. How come the players themselves, though, don't stand up for a fellow team member and player?
They have been coming out, surely. Some of them recently
have been
saying it's
wrong. They can't stand up too strong because they'll get blackballed.
They'll get blackballed.
There's too many other players that want to play that they can get.
Right. Mm-hmm. But here's the deal, too. A lot of people are talking about, wow, these football players are always in trouble. You have to let me explain something to you. The NFL football teams have the largest roster of any professional sports in the world. More than soccer.
More than baseball?
53 players, it's 53 players on the roster.
In case they get injured.
These are not very, very high-paid players.
Mm-hmm.
You got a guy on the travel squad. Mm-hmm. You got a guy that just play on the practice squad. People that play on the practice squad don't even travel with the team.
No.
You got a lot of version. Then you got special teams players that just play special teams. So you have these guys right here who have this helmet on, and you think that they're making millions of dollars, and they're not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're not.
Well, Colin Kaepernick, we're on your side.
Job,
yeah.
Man.
We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. I mean, excuse me. What was that, Steve?
Did you say you peanut butter and jelly?
Yeah, I just said
it is the absolute best.
Peanut butter and jelly.
The best. Nothing sets you right like peanut butter and jelly. Man. With some Merc.
Some Merc.
Oh,
some
Merc. You had me.
Milk.
It's milk.
Milk. Merc. Man,
I smell
good. It got that R in it. That Merc.
You got to be way down south. You live back in the woods.
Yeah.
You so far back in the woods, they pump daylight out there. Cut the machine on, get some daylight out there. Too.
Can you still drink milk? You do
not
lactate.
At all.
Yeah.
Lactate, yeah. I can't eat.
You can't drink many. Damn sure better not eat no damn jelly on that peanut butter sandwich.
What, with diabetes?
Just peanut butter.
Drinking oranges.
Not bread, just right out the jar.
Yes, I love peanut butter.
I do too. I can eat it right out of the jar.
Yes.
It's really good.
I, on my vacation, I had a jar of Skippy on the boat.
Skippy. It's the best. Smoother
I finished the jar in a week.
It's the best.
Every day, just get a spoon.
Yes. Yeah, I had big spoons. Two or three spoons of peanut butter. Just sitting on the back deck smoking a cigar. Licking on the big
That's what I'm talking about.
Just adding fat.
Just don't forget where you come from.
No, I was just adding fat.
That's why you're working out today.
Don't forget where you
gained,
come from.
Yeah.
Now you don't forget.
I think 8 or 9 pounds on the boat. Okay.
Well, that's not a
bad.
Lot,
right.
That's a lot. I mean,
you were gone for 30-something days.
I stepped on the scale 2 weeks ago. I was 244.
Do you always use a spoon or do you sometimes get country with it? Just
Sometimes I put my finger
there
in it.
There you go. There you go.
Now you eating.
It's in the middle of the night. If Marjorie can't see me.
Okay.
If I put my finger in there and she see it, it's over. Yeah. That's now your peanut
butter. Yeah, you have your own peanut butter.
And you licked your fingers and put it back in there?
That's like when you
cleaned it off like a whistle.
When you were little, you used to drink the milk out of the carton.
Yeah.
The parents caught you.
That's what makes a man a man right there.
You get in so much trouble.
They like walking in the kitchen, catching my dad with that whole jug of orange juice up to his mouth.
Yes.
Mama, no, daddy, drink out the jug.
You would tell.
You snitch.
I had to go get a new carton of milk one time. Because I had that carton up to my mouth, milk, and my daddy saw me.
Ooh.
He slapped me so hard in the back of the head, I dropped the milk. I had to go to the store and get it, but I stuttered though, so now I'm down at the store for 15 minutes trying to say he done set M&M's on the counter. This boy,
all foods that begin with M.
I was just Mary Jane.
Milky Ways.
Boy, what do you want? Some mint. We don't sell mint down here.
Mint?
Yo, stupid ass. Get on. Now, step way out the way, little dumb ass boy. So I went to these other customers. Boy, Mr. Moore was so hard on me.
But is that the one that helped you with your stuttering, right?
Yeah, he helped me.
But he was mean.
Boy, he was mean.
What did he do, though? There was a
trick. You little dumb ass boy. Get your ass out of the way before I had to go out of business. Waiting on your stupid ass to come down here and say something. I got people know what they want. Go on out the way. Hey, Stutterbox, don't come up here with that.
You hate going there.
God, dog,
you hated going to that
store. He helped me, man. He helped me with candy. He said, listen to me. Because one day I was in there by myself.
Uh-huh.
And I was trying to get it all out. I was, had to go down there and get some bologna.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst sound is it was S-T.
Uh-huh.
Because now you stuck.
Oh.
So S-T was hard.
Stamps.
M's was hard.
Uh-huh.
It was hard.
Margarita machine.
Don't start with that.
So, I was down there, man, and he said, boy, why you sitting up here talking like this here? Anybody got no time for that. You like girls? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Do you want some? And then he just said, do you want some? And it started with a P. That's how it
was. Yeah,
do you want some?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, you ain't gonna ever get no.
Talking like that?
Because ain't no girl gonna stand around listening. He ain't got time for this.
All right, we gotta go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, this is a story called You Can't Handle a Tooth. A Pennsylvania man who downed an entire bottle of vodka before heading to work
ended up charged with a serious, I'm talking serious DUI, DWI, I should say, dentistry while intoxicated. Dentistry while intoxicated, DWI. Dr. Gregory Bellotti was busted after a complaint from one of his staffers, but authorities didn't arrive at his office until he'd already seen 8 of the 14 patients on his schedule for the day.
Hold me on that.
When cops arrived, they found the doc to be unable to do simple tests or answer any questions. A blood alcohol test measured 0.41. That is 5 times the legal limit. His license was suspended, and a formal hearing will decide if it will be permanently revoked.
All right, I'm the dentist. Mm-hmm. Y'all the clients. Let's go.
Yeah. Hey, how you doing, sir?
Doc.
Doc?
Fine.
Why are you slurring your words?
I was not slurring these words. I was having the dental work done.
You smell like alcohol. I'm smelling alcohol. Have you been drinking?
That's Novocaine.
Novocaine?
Novocaine.
Smell like vodka to me. Yeah. Yeah. You haven't been drinking at all.
It's right there on the bottom. T-I-T-O.
Novocaine. You're drooling. You're drooling.
And why are you drooling? Right.
I'm just getting everybody to shut up.
How you spell Novocaine again?
T-I-T-O.
Tito.
That's not how you spell Novocaine.
He's fooling him. He's
so high
heel. How you spell Novocaine? T-I-T-O.
Novocaine.
You pulled the wrong tooth. You know that, don't you?
Oh, you needed a root canal.
You ain't the dentist. How you know it's wrong tooth?
It's his front tooth. It's my front tooth.
It needed out.
Doc, I need my teeth cleaned and whitened. Can you help me, please?
I'll just step right up and I'll lick them for you.
No, no,
what?
No, what happened?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. No, you can clean your teeth just like that. You're going to be on the cross of death.
Doctor, you going to be able to put this bridge on for me today?
I came across the bridge to get to work today.
What?
The bridge was down before the time I was coming. They let it up for the boats. They let the bridge up for boats.
Hey, listen, we'll be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing. That dentist is crazy.
My dentist is not a sister.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, just one more thing. Before we get out of here, guys, we got to say a big thank you to McDonald's. They hooked us up this week with their brand new sriracha sauce, the Mac Sriracha sauce. Hot, hot, hot. Sriracha.
Yeah.
Sriracha. They brought us, such good things like nuggets, quarter pounders,
yes, good stuff.
Fries, lots and lots and lots of delicious fries. And what I love about the sriracha sauce, the Mac Sriracha sauce, you can dip your fries into the sriracha sauce.
You could dip a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in that sriracha
That's
sauce.
Some good eating right there, Jay. That's some good eating. Yes, so thank you so much, McDonald's, for hooking us up and feeding us. We love you. Thank you. Thank you, thank you. All right, so switching gears, this story is from Dubai. It's out of Dubai. Talk about champagne problems, Steve. I'm sure you could relate to this. A 15-year-old boy, the son of a construction billionaire in Dubai, received a $260,000 Ferrari, okay? Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful automobile right there, right?
This ain't going to go right. You would think.
It's
not going right.
Okay, then the kid had it wrapped in a print that was in a Louis Vuitton print. Okay, picture that. Imagine that.
Come on, boy.
And then the Supreme Streetwear label had it wrapped in that as well. The reason for the car makeover, he just wanted to show it off online. Because he can.
He wrapped it my what,
son? Because my daddy's a billionaire. My dad is a brilliant. In the Louis Vuitton print, and then the...
Pull it up online, Junior.
Yeah, we got to see this. We have to see this.
Hey, I'm trying to picture this in my mind, and it's blowing my mind.
I know.
I ain't mad at it.
But to have the money to do that
but
already...
But they're doing all these raps.
Yeah, they're doing raps.
He's 15.
Yeah.
Your daddy's a billionaire.
So
He's out of control.
Yeah.
What you going to do, rap it so it look like an escort? I mean, what?
It was a Lamborghini. Yeah,
it's a Lamborghini.
It was a Ferrari.
Right.
It makes sense to me. $260,000. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, imagine? A lot of people are wrapping cars right now. I saw a, Tommy, just as interest you, I saw a Ghost, which was wrapped. It was black. And on the top of it, they wrapped it in matte black. Mm-hmm. The hood, the roof, and the trunk was matte black.
I saw that car.
And then it was shiny black on the side.
I love that. Do you like it? I like the way. I like that. I usually don't like it, but that one I like.
Now, let me tell you something. I saw it in Portocheva.
Uh-huh.
They okay. had a Wraith over in Italy.
Uh-huh. I love Wraith.
They had a Wraith that was, it was a special paint.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a wrap. They painted the hood, the roof, and the trunk matte black.
Mm-hmm.
But the matte black had a sparkle in it.
Yeah.
And then the side was shiny,
yes.
shiny black.
I like that.
The inside was black,
mm-hmm.
but it had that, I can't describe it. I know the word, but I can't think of it.
Look what this kid did.
Then the wheels were shiny black,
mm-hmm.
but all the chrome
mm-hmm.
was black, shiny chrome.
Wow.
It's the first time I've seen a car like that I would actually own.
Yeah, I like that.
And it's only one of a kind. They only did one.
That's
like
what
that.
You
and
do when you got money. You got to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Jay used to, Jay, what happened Della to yours?
Boy's car is hideous.
I know.
It's you looking at it?
It's the ugliest
yeah.
thing I've ever seen.
But he's 15.
And he's too young to drive.
He's 15 and stupid.
Yeah.
This is what you do. But red Louis Vuitton.
Yes.
Yeah.
But he's sitting up there with the blue Louis Vuitton and just got all kind of money. That's a hideous
car. The thing is, because you have money don't mean you have taste.
That's right. That's right.
And
money
you can't
doesn't
buy
taste.
You
can't buy taste.
Yes.
You can't buy
it.
No.
And yeah, that's a hideous car.
Yeah, it is. I want to hear Jay's Phantom story, though.
Well, I owned a Phantom.
Uh-huh.
The Ghost. Is it the Ghost or the biggest one?
Oh, okay.
The Ghost, the biggest one is a Phantom.
I had the Phantom.
Then you have a Ghost.
Tommy has a
then
Ghost.
Then you have the two-door Phantom drop head.
Yes, that's exactly what I had.
And then you have the Dawn.
I had that one.
The Dawn is the smaller drop head.
Oh, okay.
The Phantom drop head is the big drop head. And then the Ghost is the smaller version of the Phantom.
I had.
Okay.
The biggest one they had, I had it.
Okay.
Had it. Uh-huh. Bought it. But the problem with me is I don't live a Phantom lifestyle. And I
you're
quickly,
not a billionaire. No.
I mean, I'm doing good. Don't
uh-huh.
get me wrong.
You're
I got
blessed.
A nice life.
Uh-huh.
But the places I go,
like
you don't roll up with a Phantom at the 7-Eleven just to get gum.
Just to get gum.
Just to get some
Slurpee.
Gum. I mean, it was cool when I would go to church and let
yeah.
you ride in,
uh-huh.
but I didn't go no place else.
Yeah.
I'm not rolling no place else.
Yeah.
I'm not going to the lot.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't have a TV show.
Right.
I wasn't going to premieres or nothing like that.
Yeah.
I'm just going to, you know, to the swap meet to
always...
get socks, drawers.
You're going to your great auntie's birthday party.
You know
just pulling up in the yard.
In the yard.
With a fence.
Now, here's what somebody asked me.
I love that.
Somebody asked me,
uh-huh.
why do all Rolls Royce
mm-hmm.
have spooky names?
Phantom
Ghost. Mm.
That's interesting.
Wraith.
Uh-huh.
It's because they high as hell.
It makes sense.
And the other reason
that
is
actually makes
somebody got to die in the family, leave you some money for you to get one.
Yeah. They got to be a Ghost or a Phantom or a Wraith.
That makes perfect sense.
So they got, but
sense.
They only have this, it's like the Dawn,
uh-huh.
the Phantom, the Wraith, and the Ghost.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to cut the next one they're coming out. It's going to be the Spook.
The Spook.
No.
I don't want that one.
No,
I don't
Steve.
Want that one.
No. Yeah, we'll pass. We'll pass.
We're going to pass on that one.
But Steve, back to Jay. Why is he at the swap meet buying his socks and underwear? But you at least you took
care I'm not about that life no more, so it's gone. Yeah. I ain't got that life.
That ghost life.
I ain't got
Ladies
that ghost
gentlemen,
life.
Have yourself a great weekend.
It's
and this
here.
Time,
it's
I
here.
Really
yeah.
mean it.
It is.
It is here.
Yeah.
Be safe. Be careful. See you Monday morning. Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.